You know the Dummies books? They've been around for like 30 years almost. Crosswords for dummies, iPads for seniors for dummies, basic, practical, how-to advice. Great stuff. Andrew Dagas is the co-author of Stock Investing for Canadians for Dummies, and he joins us now to talk about his book and some of the tools that it outlines. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thank you for having me.
This is a great series, these books. They're targeted towards people who just really want to get started but can get overwhelmed. An iPad, that's overwhelming. The stock market is nothing compared to trying to figure out technology. What are some of the tools that you mention in your book that every beginner investor needs to know about?
Well, some of the tools, first of all, it starts off as a book that deals with fundamentals. So it starts from the very beginning. It talks about investing by age. It talks about investing by style. A lot of the tools include basically stock screening tools, understanding how to read financial statements, which is essentially the language of business, which is another fundamental. Ratio analysis, online tools. The book references many, many online tools to reach resources that talk about investing, blogs, podcasts, all of the great stuff that an investor at any sophistication level could certainly use.
This is edition number 5. What were the things that you were focused on in this update?
Yeah, this update was an introduction in some really new and emerging areas. So one of them was the emergence of robo-advisors. We've all seen commercials by Wealthsimple, Questrade, BMO Smartfolio. Talking about robo-advisors, it's a shot across the bow of the industry. And I really wanted to introduce new things that are just emerging. Another part of the book that's new deals with cannabis, the whole emerging area there. And for sure, there are ups and downs in the market. Like there have been downs. But the reality of this emerging industry is it's a certainty. Asian stock markets as well. Markets have been choppy lately, but these are big markets with a lot of room to grow. A lot of risks in there, but a lot of opportunities as well. And I just wanted to put cryptocurrency investing, which is a four-letter word for many people, it is a type of financial instrument, and just wanted to put it on the map in this edition by devoting a chapter to that.
Now, what are the things that investors should know about risk and volatility?
Oh, risk is an absolutely important fundamental. So I mentioned earlier, Bruce, that understanding financial statements, the language of business is really important, understanding accounting, at least at the accounting 101 level. But risk is absolutely critical. Knowledge of risk management and how to mitigate those risks is absolutely essential. So there are many risks that exist at the market level, at the individual, at the industry level, and at the individual company level. So at the company level, for example, a company that you are thinking of investing in or somebody is invested in, risks that can come to the fore include strategic risk, just following the wrong strategy. We've seen that with BlackBerry. Reputational risk, when things really go south, it takes decades to build a reputation and minutes to lose that reputational advantage. And operational risks, things like supply chains breaking down. A product can be a hot seller, but if you don't have the widgets that are required to build that product or the people to execute a service, then that is a risk as well. And it's not just one risk. There are many risks that can come and bite the investor. Now, investing is risk is a double edge, is a two-sided coin. There is also opportunity. So risk is anything that stands in the way of an opportunity or an objective.
How do you communicate in a visceral way what a market downturn feels like to someone who has never seen it before? I mean, I've been around, so I saw the dot-com boom and bust and the declines post 9/11 and, the financial crisis of 2008. But for, a 22-year-old, they would have been 13 years old the last time they saw a correction. How do you give that piece of history in a way that has people realize, you know what, things can decline by 40% over the course of a very short period of time?
Exactly. No, that's a great question. And for somebody that hasn't experienced that before, and we've seen an incredible bull market lately, so there are a lot of people that haven't seen this. But at the visceral level, it's a lot of it is psychological. It is fear. There is surprise, as you had mentioned. The drops can be quite dramatic in a very short period of time. And that is the volatility that often welcomes new investors. I mean, investing can be a blood sport. And part of the negative part that a lot of people haven't seen are those quick drops, panic selling, media talking about stocks going down. The trick is to, as Warren Buffett often says, is to sort of buy when a lot of people are fearful and selling and to do the opposite. Likewise. But those are some of the visceral things that cause people to sometimes sell too early in what is otherwise a good, fundamentally sound stock, a stock that's a cash generator, a stock that has a great product and service. When the markets go down, all the boats go down with the water going down as well. But the truly great companies, the robust companies, the companies that are not laden with debt and that can survive a downturn will stay afloat. So the trick is psychological and not selling prematurely, or also not failing to sell when you should sell.
How do you put yourself in the mindset of a reader for whom not only do they have a low knowledge level because they want to read this book, but they also probably have some discomfort? Because one of the big challenges I run into all the time is people who are smart, who may be college or university educated, who have success raising teenagers, which is a miracle in and of itself. They still get overwhelmed by the prospect of learning about stock market investing. How do you put yourself into that mindset so that you can reassure them that they really do have what it takes to understand this material?
I think by keeping it straightforward and as simple and fundamental as possible. Now, not to say that that this book is a beginner book. It actually introduces some highly complex concepts, but with some levity and by using a lot of examples, just by breaking it down into things that are relatable. So that's number one, is not to bore people to death with the language and the lingo that comes with stock investing sometimes. Nice. The next is very much, as I mentioned before, just getting grounded in the fundamentals, getting grounded in knowing what the risks are is huge, because when you know the risks, it's easier to get into the uncharted waters of stock investing or any type of investing for that matter. I think it's also another way to ground somebody is by encouraging them to invest in stocks in an area that they know. These are some of the building blocks to break those psychological barriers to for people to wet their feet into stocks that haven't, especially those that haven't done that before.
Right. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us to talk about the book. We appreciate it.
Bruce, thank you very much for having me.
Andrew Dagas is the co-author of Stock Investing for Canadians for Dummies.